Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want to spend some time talking about some things that transpired last week, Wednesday, January 6th, a day that will most definitely live in shame and infamy with regard to the violence that transpired on in our nation's capital. As those events unfolded, I couldn't help but wonder what would have happened if there were scores and thousands of black people storming the Capitol. Watching my white American counterparts advance into the Capitol, it stunned, shocked, and saddened me to say the very least. The truth is that I am not yet truly over the trauma. As I watched, a flood of emotions saturated my soul. Once again, I thought, what probably every black person in America was thinking. What if the insurrectionists were black? Well, we know it pretty much would have been target practice. It's just the reality of where things are. And when I think about what that actually means, there are layers and layers to that meaning. That it's okay for my white brothers and sisters to just gallantly storm and invade the Capitol building pretty much with impunity. No shots fired. No one firing at them as they advanced into the building. The truth of the matter is, I don't really want to talk about it, but I must. Don't really want to talk about this at all. Because the underlying truths, as I said before, are just truly painful, but such is life. We have to face the painful aspects of our existence. And I know many of you, my black listeners, you felt and you feel the trauma of that moment, knowing that our lives are valued quite differently than our white counterparts. The circumstances are, I'll be honest with you, it's maddening. What does one do with feelings of degradation in a largely ungrateful nation? Ungrateful of the contributions of black people. Time and time we demonstrate our commitment to this nation, and constantly we, for lack of a better term, are crapped on, so to speak. We as black people are treated as a product, a commodity to be used, and when all the pleasure has been extracted, then we are relegated to the trash heap. I feel I must confess to you that the events of Wednesday, January 6th has wearied my soul. I know how to think positive. I know about all that. But right now, I don't want to think positive. I'm just coping with the reality of being black, not just in America, but black in the world. The way people look at you as if you have committed some crime. I know that I am not alone in my current discomfort and disposition. The other truth is that despite these ills, I and everyone like me cannot afford the luxury of settling into self-pity or being swallowed up by anger because of circumstances, because of the circumstances of life, because of the current conditions as they are presented to us. But I just want you to know that I am there, that I understand the anger. In fact, I understand the anger on a whole different level. Because for some strange reason, as I watched those people scale the walls and nothing happened to them, it revealed to me something deeper. And that something deeper has caused me great sadness, to say the very least. But despite that sadness, I recognize one thing, and that is this. We must advance in spite of the injustices that are piled on us, like grave diggers filling a grave plot. We must be like the horse whose owner tried to bury him alive, but with the pile of dirt, shook it off and used the dirt as a staircase for his escape. We must express our pain because its expression is like a pressure valve so that the anger and bitterness may be expelled, so that we may function at our highest and invent for ourselves the kind of future we desire and deserve, regardless of who thinks we deserve less. Perhaps the events of 2020 and the first week of 2021 has you feeling a bit hopeless and weary. I get it. But I'm also here to tell you not to give up. No, I don't feel like turning cartwheels, but at the same time, I know that you can't give up. So don't give up. I believe every human being has various facets to their personality that allow us to adapt to every condition we face in this life. Right now, you must call upon the warrior within you to deal with the war being waged against you, because right now it's time to fight. It's time to fight the enemies without and the enemies within that would swallow you whole if they were given the opportunity. You must listen to the poet inside you that reminds you of the magnificent splendor of the world, the beauty that you have yet to behold. The poet who reminds you of the words of your favorite song that makes you smile. She tells you that there are wondrous flavors your palate has yet to savor. You must heed the philosopher, igniting your brain to list the reasons why your current pain is but a trainer, building your character to help you become more than you ever dreamt you could be. The lover in you sweetly speaks of the beauty of the embrace, where love's expression finds no words, and yet, clearly, it is understood. Lastly, but not least, the spirit in you reminds you that you have a divine purpose. God, who created you, will give you beauty for ashes. My friend, we have seen some dark days, but night eventually must be transformed into day. So stand strong in the face of your current adversity. Keep the faith and make sure you see the dawn.
Bethlehem House is a respite for homeless working women. They can stay here for up to a year. When they come, they're kind of disheveled a little bit, but we try and put them back together here. Our goal is for them to save money. It's very important, and clean their credit, because without good credit, your money is no good. Isn't that amazing? But they stay here for a year, and we kind of get them back together, and they go on.
So, Sam, I heard your grandma say they're donating that car to Charity Motors.
Yeah.
Said they're getting a full fair market tax deduction for it.
I do not know what that means.
It means we get whatever it's worth as a tax deduction, right when we donate it.
Nope, not getting it.
It means we get money for it. So does the charity we pick. And the car goes half off to someone who really needs it.
Dollar bills, Sam. Whoop, whoop. Charity Motors.
Yep.
No working woman should be homeless. Find out how you can help at BethlehemHouse.org. And remember, there is a benefit to be had by you by donating your car to Charity Motors. And even if you don't have a car, you can make a donation, because guess what? The needs never stop. Find out more about Charity Motors at charitymotors.org. Charitymotors.org.
Like stones of remembrance, we mark the path of our past. To celebrate our joy, to remember our pain, for to forget either is to become as the stones themselves. We celebrate not merely the fact that our skin is black, because long before anyone else considered it, we have carried the beauty, boldness, and brilliance that has been given to the coveted blackness. Like dark matter that enfolds the universe, the power of black heritage must be honored and protected, as men with and without black skin would harness that power for their own ends, while leaving the source bound, gagged, and exploited in the end. We celebrate strength and impeccable character in the face of beasts and dragons bent and totally committed to our extinction, as we refuse to remain in a bowed posture to those who would violently extract the treasures hidden in our dark earthen vessels. More than celebrate, we recollect and recollect that which has been stolen. We must not forget that we hail from a land referred to by many as the cradle of civilization, Africa. Hence, father and mother to humanity. You got to train the babies while in the cradle. If you don't, they'll forget where they came from and become ungrateful. Man's capacity for ungrateful behavior knows no ends. When a man is ungrateful, he will be unthankful. If he is unthankful, he will take what isn't his, then plunder and pillage without mercy. We must recollect and recollect. We must not forget that we were made to stand on wooden blocks to be sold like livestock, while those who came from us looked at us with indifference and sneers. The only delight to be found in their eyes were those who looked with covetous intent as to how they would benefit. What happens to a child stripped from his mother's arms? What happens in the mind of a girl who sees her father chained and beat like a beast? To the wife who is raped before her husband's eyes while he stands powerless to intervene? To the father who watches as all that he holds dear completely disappears? Who would do this and why? Why, you ask? We are beyond why. We are at ride or die. Who is for owls? We've got bigger fish to fry. We've got to tell the youngins that that's neither where the story ends or begins. We've got to make sure their eyes are pointed north and their pants don't droop south of the crack of humanity. With all the injustice and inhumanity we have endured, we can't stop there. Yes, they beat us and hanged us so we became as strange fruit, but we can't stop there. Yes, they tried to strip us of our transcendent dignity by taking away our names and scattering our families, but we can't stop there. Why? Because truth crushed to earth will rise again. Why? Because we've got to protect our families by any means necessary. Why? Because if we behave like crawfish in a bucket, we can never truly advance. Why? Because we are the dream and the hope of the slave. Why? Because the dream deferred dries up like a raisin in the sun. We must recollect and recollect. We must never forget that the dignity that lies within and under our black skin was given by God and can never be stripped by man unless we surrender it. We must never forget that we were made black on purpose.
Listen, remember to support the work of Bethlehem House of Detroit as they continue their mission to provide transitional housing for homeless employed women, as well as Charity Motors' ongoing work in the community, providing affordable transportation to low-income individuals. Visit their websites, respectively, for more details. BethlehemHouseOfDetroit.org and CharityMotors.org. Connect with me on Instagram and get a free audiobook. Keep the faith and keep your head up. We'll talk again soon.
About the way that you set my soul free. It's about the way.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.